USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical Storm Barry continues to bear down toward Louisiana's coastline near Morgan City. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says flooding may be devastating with up to 2 feet of rain expected.
This is a very serious tropical storm warning that has been granted for the city of New Orleans. Surrounding areas, as we've been told, will also experience some level of storm surge.
Forecasters warn the system may become a hurricane and could spawn tornadoes to the east. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's testimony to Congress has been delayed until the 24th of July under an agreement that gives lawmakers more time to question him. Mueller had been scheduled to testify July 17th about the Russia probe. Lawmakers in both parties complained there wasn't enough time allotted to ask all their questions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The Trump administration is going ahead with targeted deportation raids in some cities starting on Sunday. Leaders in New York aren't lending a hand and instead are helping immigrants. Mayor Bill de Blasio said he doesn't know what to expect from ICE agents in his city on Sunday.
We have lawyers available for anyone who is targeted.
Speaking on WNYC Radio, he said illegal immigrants shouldn't be fearful of city employees.
No New York City government personnel will participate or assist ICE in any way.
Vice President Pence visited a Border Patrol facility on Friday where close to 400 men are being detained after being accused of crossing the border illegally.
People saying that families and children are being held in concentration camps is an outrage. And the Nazis killed people. Our Customs and Border Protection, as you heard today, are saving lives every day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
India is taking steps in its space program, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Hoping to solidify its place among the world's space-faring nations with its second unmanned mission to the moon, this one is aimed at landing a rover near the unexplored south pole of the moon. The Indian Space Research Organization planning to launch the spacecraft using homegrown technology this Monday, and it is scheduled to touch down on the moon on September 6th or 7th. The $141 million mission will analyze minerals, map the moon's surface, and search for water. It will boldly go where no country has ever gone before, according to an ISRO statement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Coast Guard has released a dramatic video showing them capturing a half-submerged submarine that was suspected of smuggling cocaine. John Clemens reports.
The interdiction occurred in international waters in the eastern Pacific Ocean as the crew of the Coast Guard cutter Monroe ordered in Spanish to raise a semi-submerged submarine. The service member leaped on the submarine deck and began pounding on the hatch until an occupant opened it.
It's going to be hard to get on.
The submarine had a cargo of 933 pounds of drugs, including cocaine, that was valued at $569 million. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.